You're listening to Morning Edition this morning on WHYY. I'm Jennifer Lynn at 7:45. Health officials are pushing booster shots as COVID-19 cases swell across the country. They're hoping the extra vaccine shot will help ward off the more contagious Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Some health experts wonder whether and when second booster doses also will be needed. Zoe Reed of WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk asked local experts about that.
The FDA and the CDC authorized boosters for all adults in November. Certain groups, such as people over 65, have been getting them since the end of September. The FDA also is expected to allow the Pfizer booster for kids over 12. The current vaccines appear to be less effective against Omicron, so health experts now are talking about whether a second booster would be beneficial, especially for older people, many of whom have been boosted for about 3 months. Israel has launched trials on a second booster. It also plans to shorten the time between the second vaccine dose and the first booster to 3 months to help fight Omicron.
And of course, because Omicron is advancing so quickly, we don't have much time to make that decision go or no go, because if we make it too late and it works, then we've missed the opportunity. If we make it too early and it doesn't work, well, that's a risk we have to take.
That's Martin Blaser, director of the Center for Advanced Biotechnology and Medicine at Rutgers University and past president of the Infectious Disease Society of America. He and other health experts say if you had the full course of vaccination followed by a booster, you're still in a very good position. A booster greatly increases your antibodies, and the chances of severe disease and death following a coronavirus infection are greatly reduced. Immunity from vaccines and from natural infection wanes the farther out you are, but it's difficult to pinpoint a specific date that you'll become more vulnerable to infection, Blaser says. And it isn't clear why Israel has chosen a shorter window. So when will we need a second booster, and how often will we need one?
One has to kind of gaze into the crystal ball. I don't know when Omicron will peak. I don't know how many people will be hospitalized and how many people will die. I don't know what's coming after Omicron. So these are the same kinds of problems that the policymakers have to grapple with.
Dr. Frederick Bushman is a professor of microbiology at the University of Pennsylvania. He says he's on the fence about whether people are ready for a second booster. He says it's important to get people vaccinated in countries that have had less access to the vaccine.
No one's safe till everyone's safe. New variants may be evolving elsewhere, and the more we can suppress that, the better. So, you know, if it's a choice between a second booster versus getting more vaccine into the developing world, I'm probably more towards distributing more widely and where it's needed.
Dr. Neil Goldstein is an assistant research professor of epidemiology at the Drexel University Dornsife School of Public Health. He says the conversation around boosters goes back to the question of what's the public health goal. Goldstein argues that the desire to have zero coronavirus infections is not realistic.
Really, the goal should be minimizing severe illness, minimizing illness that requires medical care, hospitalization, and of course, mortality to that. So if we can demonstrate that boosters have that effect, that's an important point to consider. If the second booster is just to essentially get more people asymptomatic, but it doesn't do anything in terms of hospitalizations, that's a different story.
He added the evidence suggests that people who've been vaccinated but not boosted still have less risk of serious illness than those who are unvaccinated. Therefore, Goldstein argues, the focus should be on getting the unvaccinated vaccinated. The health experts say if you're boosted, you can resume many of your normal activities, but you should still be cautious about gathering indoors with a lot of people. Wear masks, they recommend, and practice social distancing from people not in your close circle. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.